Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Expert Chats podcast, where we get professional insights from thought leaders in marketing and business communication so you can amplify your campaigns.
We are so pleased to have Warwick Kearns from the Insaka E-Commerce Academy with us today to chat about Black Friday. Being a serial entrepreneur at heart, Warwick founded the award-winning online store Action Gear and went on to grow and scale the business to achieving over 20 million rand in annual revenue. He later found himself with a deep desire to grow the South African e-commerce industry and help entrepreneurs achieve more success through selling online. He founded the Insaka E-Commerce Academy in 2017, which has helped thousands of online sellers and is dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs with the best e-commerce training that South Africa has to offer. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me to have a chat about this very important topic that we've got to talk about today.
Definitely. And Black Friday is literally around the corner, the 26th of November, for those who haven't got it diarized as yet. How do you think it will unfold this year?
Well, the thing is that when somebody's listening to this, it's already November. And for me, we don't really refer to Black Friday anymore. We refer to Black November because deals are already on. It's already happening, and I hope that everybody is already getting their deals in front of their customers. And if they haven't already started, now is the time to start. Like, do not hesitate right now. Because when you ask me, how do I think it's going to unfold? Like, what's going to happen this Black Friday? Unfortunately, I think there's going to be a lot of online sellers who are drastically disappointed with their own sales through this Black Friday. And the reason I say that is because it is becoming such a competitive promotion. Years ago, the first couple times we did Black Friday, like nobody even knew about it. And we were freely hitting people's inboxes and people were opening our emails and coming to our sites and seeing our deals. But now, like, I mean, if you just think about your own personal inbox on the morning of Black Friday and all through November, there is so much happening. There is so much noise. So how do you stand out apart from that? And I suppose we're going to talk about that in the next few minutes. But I just hope that people have already started because they really need to have started preparing long in advance. With our Insaka premium members, we did all of our training back in September because that's really when people needed to have started. And, but the thing is that, you know, if you haven't started yet, now's the time. So I'm glad that we're doing this and having this conversation.
Definitely. And you actually recently ran a Black Friday bootcamp, which we were very excited to take part in. What were some of the top tips related to communications that came out of the session that you could share with our listeners?
Sure. So many good tips that came out of that. And the contributors came from you guys and from all of the leading e-commerce companies in South Africa. So it was really cool. Nice event to put together. But if we were to narrow down the top tips in terms of communication, I suppose something that I heard again and again from different influencers and thought leaders was about building hype in advance. Building the hype, telling your customers that you're doing deals, like what's coming, letting them know that you are going to be doing something so that hopefully on the morning of Black Friday, they do come to your site and they do open your emails.
Yeah.
Something else about this period, you know, many people say the same thing, is that Black Friday, one of your major goals of this promotion period should be about building your email list. Use this as an opportunity to get people enthusiastic about your email, about getting onto your subscriber list so that you can communicate to them, not just this time, but long into the future. Like use this, like one of your goals should be increasing that email list.
Yeah.
And one of the most important things in my mind is managing expectations and using our communications to do that. Because if you normally offer on your website free next day delivery, that ain't going to happen during Black Friday. The couriers are overwhelmed. They have scaled up and they're going to do a great job, better than ever before. But the simple fact is that the sales and the amount of parcels that are moving in that time are just drastically higher, which means that your next day delivery is probably going to be 2 to 3 day delivery. And if you aren't communicating that to your customers, then what's going to happen is on day two, you're going to get angry phone calls. You're going to get emails saying, where's my parcel? Where's my tracking details? And instead of focusing on doing sales and getting more orders through your site, you're going to be doing damage control. And that can be entirely avoided very easily by quite simply just communicating and managing expectations through your emails, through your website, through your socials. Just tell them, like tell them in advance that deliveries will likely be delayed and people will understand and you will save yourself a ton of headaches. And I suppose the last kind of point on this is just the urgency, to create urgency through your communications. There is a natural urgency around Black Friday because there is a deadline. Deals end or may end on Black Friday itself.
They never end.
You know, sometimes it rolls over to Small Business Saturday, to Give Back Sunday, to Cyber Monday, and then it just goes and goes and goes. That is cool because we love a deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, create the urgency. You know, what a lot of companies are doing is that they are talking about Black November. They are launching deals for each week or for a particular period. And those deals end. And then they're never going to be repeated again. And if you're doing something like that, another communication that you can be doing is to tell people that the deal that you're doing now will not be bettered later on in the month. Like if you're doing a deal now, Black Friday at the end of the month will not be better. So that people can have the certainty and just know that if they buy now, they are getting the best deal possible.
Exactly. I 100% agree. And we actually have one of our customers who do exactly what you've just mentioned. They use their social media upfront to start collecting and building their email list, and you can become one of the VIPs. And then you'll be the first 6 hours before anybody else gets to shop on Black Friday or before Black Friday, you will get the first dibs on the items, which is quite clever. So they're building their list as well as creating hype ahead of time. So great, great tips. Are you running any Black Friday promotions this year?
Well, that's an interesting question because as a company that teaches e-commerce, like, we should really be doing something, but the question of whether we are or not kind of comes back to that question of integrity, because our premium students, we always tell them that when you join, like, your price that you're getting right now is the best that will be available and we won't reduce it, and your price would never go up in the future either. So we wouldn't be doing a discounted deal, but we might be doing something special, might just be doing something with added value. But if I talk about using Black Friday to grow your email list and to create urgency and to create curiosity also, well, it would be wrong of me if I didn't use this opportunity to say, hey, if you're interested in Insaka and learning about e-commerce, hop across to insaka.co today and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can get first dibs on our specials that we're running.
Love it. Love it. And what could someone actually expect when they sign up for the Insaka e-commerce academy?
You know, with Insaka, the whole purpose of the business and the reason that it even came about was to solve the challenges that so many entrepreneurs have. The challenges that I had when I started selling online 15 years ago. But I had to figure it out all the hard way. I had to make the mistakes. I had to pay the school fees and almost go bankrupt several times. And I saw other people years later having the same problems, and making the same mistakes. And so the reason I started Insaka and the academy altogether was to smooth over the road, to make the journey not bump free, but I can point out the bumps that are coming and tell you how to get over them or around them. And so when people join up with Insaka, it is the best e-commerce training in South Africa. We have multiple awards to support that. But really it's a roadmap of getting from where you are to where you want to go. And inside our training, we have all the training that you could possibly want from not just myself, but all of South Africa's leading e-commerce thought leaders. And we arrange it, and this is important, we arrange it in a way that guides you along the success path. Because one thing that entrepreneurs make the mistake of doing is that they want to sell online and they hop on YouTube and they're like, how to sell online? And before you know it, you're watching a YouTube video from some 16-year-old in America who just bought himself a Ferrari using this new sexy technique. And you're going down this rabbit hole and you're spinning and you're just doing multiple things without knowing if what you're doing is what's going to actually move the needle, if that's what your business needs from you at that point of time. And so what's important is the success path that we've mapped out for our customers and our students, it guides them along that path so that you're not spinning, doing multiple different things and wondering why nothing is actually happening for you. But rather we lay down the roadmap and we say, if you're here, this is what you got to do for your business. And once you've done that, here's the next thing you got to do. And we map it out with all the training, all the support, all the guidance, all the mentorship. And we guide you by the hand from where you are to where you want to be.
That's amazing, because I think it can be quite overwhelming for an entrepreneur. They don't know where to start. And like you say, I mean, they could be looking at YouTube videos and then starting in the middle of the process instead of putting that thought in the beginning. So that sounds amazing.
Absolutely. And overwhelming is definitely something that I see with a lot of entrepreneurs. And overwhelm often leads to inaction and actually leads to people just giving up altogether because you don't know what to do. You don't know where to start. You don't know what to focus your attention on. And we're trying to solve that problem. And also the other major problem of being an entrepreneur is that sometimes I feel super lonely. I've been there myself. And, you know, you're sitting at your laptop. You don't know where you can turn to ask questions, and you just feel like it's you against the world.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be. Like, for me, it had to be that way because there wasn't support, training, community, and all of the things that Insaka now provides. But nowadays, you can join our community. You can sign up as a student if you want further support. And you can find your people. Like, your people are there waiting to work with you and support you along this journey.
Yeah, and just know that your challenges are not unique. You know, everyone's been through it. Everyone's traveled this road, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I'd just like to thank you for your time today and for sharing some valuable insights with our listeners. And you also have your own podcast.
Yes, absolutely. So if anybody is an avid podcast listener, then go and search for E-commerce Explained. It is the South African podcast for e-commerce, explaining exactly how it works, what you got to do in order to reach the success that you want.
Well, there you have it. Head over to your favorite podcast app or visit www.insaka.co.za to start learning. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.